like never before. And when they all wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air here on We Love Radio.
Okay, now you can start. Just read that and you can improvise, you know, just.
Hi, my name is Tara Klein. I'm from Northeast Parent and Child Society, the largest foster care provider in upstate New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, New York.
Excellent. Perfect.
Nervous.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rita Chuck Petroskis in St. Paul, Minnesota. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media, the Hudson City Planning Board voted this week 5-1 for conditional approval of A. Colarusso and Sons application for a conditional use permit to build a paved two-lane road through South Bay. That was a victory for the company and for advocates of safe roads, as it takes many trucks off Hudson City streets, but a loss for environmentalists who did not want a road built through the wetlands. Hudson 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman said, and I quote, "Many of the trucks pass by the neighborhoods of the elderly and low-income folks on the north side of the city, and they've paid a high price. That's one issue that is the most important. The other issue is that the infrastructure takes a beating from the trucks. It's a long time coming, and we're happy about the outcome," end quote. The story does not quote anyone who was opposed to the Hall Road. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maeve Lampman reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Greenville mental health advocates are addressing mental health issues at Greenville High School. Former member Olivia Russo said, and I quote, "The group is not very structured like other groups and is more student-run," end quote. Greenville school psychologist Samantha Zimmerman leads the group that tries to raise awareness about mental health issues and teaches students coping skills. The group also advocates for students about mental health issues with state legislators. Zimmerman said, and I quote, "The goal for the group is to create a stronger community at Greenville High School. one that supports mental health and really embodies our vision of a place where everyone learns, teaches, and belongs, end quote. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that local villages and towns aren't building affordable housing, but many are addressing the housing crisis in other ways. The village of Philmont, for instance, has just been awarded $50,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to assess housing needs. Unnamed officials in the story say, and I quote, the project will involve collecting and analyzing data, which will help the village identify priorities and effective litigation-proof policies to protect and provide high-quality, affordable, and workforce housing. They will work with the analysts to address the most pressing needs of low-income residents and develop a concrete action plan for meeting those needs, end quote. Village trustee Deborah Gitterman said, and I quote, the village of Philmont wants to develop slowly without displacing community members. We're grateful to HUD for this opportunity to conduct a much-needed housing study, identify housing gaps and opportunities, and develop a policy framework to guide future housing development to achieve that goal. Already, we're getting reports of significant rent increases leading to potential displacement, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 45 degrees and a north wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees and a light and variable wind becoming southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening. Rain is likely on Sunday, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 48 degrees and a southeast wind at 7 to 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there will be more rain with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And rain is likely on Monday with a temperature high near 55 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wayfarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Beth R. in Akron, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
WGXE, the station that gives you liberty.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gaze. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Thank you. Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7. Hudson Valley cellist Fred Lonberg home there with Peter Brotzman on reeds and also Heather Lee. The song was called Flower Flaps from their 2023 album Naked Nudes.
Number
6.
That was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
1923 jazz there from Montana Roberts. That was We Said from the Chapter 5 in his Coin Coin series.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there, without exclusion. The house is
a house.
The house is not. The house is not closed against man or woman.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
three.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
two. Here is a song from 2023 from Matmos from their Return to Archive record. It's they're exploring the Folkways archive. Here is Why. Why indeed from Matmos
number
one.
Yeah.
That was 2023 new music from Japan's Food Man with Peachy Peachy there.
Music or noise? 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 Music or noise?